What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Do you know what Cream Fiend is?
They sell Nangs, nitrous oxide canisters for making
cakes.
Cakes. Yeah, but yeah. They'll deliver them to you any time of day, night. So yeah, Cream Fiend.
We're back.
It's about fucking time.
After a hiatus.
Yeah.
It's about fucking time, he says.
Look, I say that like fully aware that I'm the reason why we didn't return. You're like, oh, let's do a podcast. I'm like, yeah. And then I just never show up.
That was good. I had everything all set up.
Yeah, ready to go.
Spent like a good hour setting everything up. I'm like, oh, yeah, he'll be here soon. I go to check my phone. It's like missed calls from Mitch. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, I was fucked. I can't even remember the excuse I gave.
It was something. I was just like, oh, it probably wasn't just being good. Lazy.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. Anyway. You're here now. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I made it.
Yeah.
We got the new studio.
Yeah. It's my brother's old room.
It was good.
The old Pikachu and the Dragon Ball Z figures, which the listener can't see.
But there's an extensive collection up there.
Yeah. I'd get up to show them, but I'm fucking lazy.
Yeah.
And it's going to make a hell of a lot of noise that I can't be bothered editing out.
Yeah.
So if you hang around till the end, I might show you.
How's just take that? Photos and put them up later on.
This is good because we keep looking at the screen at ourselves and it kind of looks like we're almost looking at the listener.
Yeah. I could get my dick out here and the listener could see it.
I don't think so.
Probably not, no. The focus isn't that great and my dick isn't that big. Yep. So
and we're off.
Yeah.
Back to the small dick jokes.
Yeah, I love it.
Good shit.
You been writing any jokes?
Yeah, I've got a couple in my little book here.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've written a couple as well. I wrote one, but I feel like our mutual friend would be better off performing it than I would.
Oh, yeah?
I'll bring it up.
Pitch it up, mate.
We'll just, yeah.
So while you're doing that, anyway, we're back and we have video now.
Yeah.
Thanks to our good friend Bradley, who supplied this fucking awesome camera.
Dadley.
Yep. Our good friend Dad. So we're going to try and get another one of those and then we'll have dual streamed video that we can swap between.
It's be so good.
It's going to be fucking full on.
Yeah.
We'll get lots of people on our Patreon then.
That's
what's going to happen.
I'm making plans as well. I'm making plans. I think you'll be happy to hear about them, but that's for later.
Okay.
All right, so the joke I wrote...
I'm titillated now.
Yeah. The joke I wrote for our good friend was, if I had a big dick, I'm sure women would actually ask to see it before I showed them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you
think? I don't think so. I don't think they would. I don't think women ever want to see your dick
without being asked.
Yeah.
But he looks like the sort of person who would show his dick to people unsolicited.
What, are you assuming that he's got a big dick?
No, I'm assuming that he sends unsolicited dick pics to people.
I don't think he does.
He looks like the sort of bloke who would, though.
I think you look like the sort of bloke who would. Have you seen yourself lately?
I'm a mess.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Still hasn't mowed the lawn.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That's a fucking nightmare.
I'm fucking sick of me.
Yeah.
I don't know what my wife's like. I'm like, oh man, I'm such a lazy piece.
Well, she's
sick
of you too, because she messaged me and she's like, Mitch still hasn't done the lawn.
That bitch.
Even though, because she was like, oh, she came to me and she's like, oh, I feel like I'm nagging him too much. Like,
no, she's not.
Just the other day he said like, what was it? It was like, oh, don't even fucking worry about it. Just stop asking me. Like, I'll do the lawns tomorrow. You don't even have to ask me.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I must have been high.
Yeah.
Or drunk. Or both.
Yeah. You're like, don't even have to ask me. I'll just fucking do it. Just stop nagging me.
Yeah.
Never happened.
The plan
that was 2
is,
weeks ago.
The plan is to go to Bunnings this afternoon and get a fucking jerry can so I can fill my whippersnapper.
And light your lawn on fire.
Yeah, I could do that as well. That'd be quicker and less effort.
Yep.
And because it's so long, there's like a good dead undergrowth. So
just wait until the next bushfire rolls around out there.
Mm.
Just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Your lawn will be ready to go by then, I reckon.
And my roof, because we haven't cleaned the gutters out.
You haven't cleaned the gutters out. There's no we. The fuck?
I was about to say, and by we, I mean me.
Get your wife up there on a ladder.
Well, she is taller.
True.
So she'd probably be better off.
I take it all back. Put her to work.
Yeah, fuck it.
She's tall.
Yeah. I was watching this video online, and this lady had a dog with epilepsy.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, every time I take it in the car, it gets seizures. It's like...
Stop taking it in the car.
Yeah, stop taking it in the fucking car.
Unless it's got to go to the vet.
Yeah, even then, there's solutions.
Blindfold your dog? I don't know.
Put a towel over its fucking thing. Like its carry thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it caused from all the shit like flashing past, or is it the...
Yeah, it's like the visual type of epilepsy, yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah, like a visual thing.
Yeah. And then they're filming it too. So they make the lady... They already know it has seizures, and we know seizures aren't good for it because it's obviously a problem for the dog.
Yeah.
So to film this fucking thing, they get in the car with the dog and film the dog having seizures. It's like...
Cool. That's good content.
Yeah.
It's like when the Save the Children people go out to film in Africa.
Yeah.
Film all the starving children.
Yeah. The amount of money it would have cost to fucking fly there with all their gear, film it, bring it back, edit it.
Oh, you could have bought so many sandwiches.
Yeah. Anyway. Like, just open up a KFC there. Fuck.
Did you have your KFC on the way out?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Fuck yeah.
And so
pizza
good.
Pizza for dinner last night too.
Yeah, but I was stoned. That doesn't count.
It definitely counts. It's not going to make you any lighter.
You're right.
Although, if you keep smoking bongs, you'll drop weight eventually, I think.
No, because I eat so much.
Yeah, true.
Like, yeah. That's
maybe
the problem.
If you're younger. You should have started younger.
Yeah, well, being in the military kind of put a...
Yeah, no, I shouldn't have done that. Should have just got on the bongs.
Yeah, should have. Yeah. My life would have worked out so much better if I'd have just not pursued a career.
Yeah, you should write a joke about that. Should have just smoked bongs.
Yeah. I actually wrote a joke about that. I was like, here's how the joke goes. I told my mom I'd do drugs and she wouldn't believe me. And I'm like, oh, who would lie about that? Like, it's a silly thing to lie about. And she's like, well, you don't. I'm like, why do you think that? She goes, well, you're not skinny. She's like,
you're
never
not doing the good type of drugs.
Yeah, she's like, you never see a fat drug in a movie. And I'm like, Mom, I'm smoking weed, not crack.
Yeah.
She's just like, well, maybe you should start smoking crack then. You fat fuck. Yeah, so that's coming.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
and
I like
true.
That. Yeah.
We'll get you some crack after the show.
Yeah. Fuck, I would have no problems mowing the lawn on crack.
True.
He's like, yeah, he does a lot of yard work now, a lot of cleaning. He scratches a lot now too in bed. That's becoming a problem.
He's thinner, but the sores are increasing.
Yeah, all our sheets are stained. yeah, and then yeah, I wrote a joke about, like, people who want to ban drugs have never, like, had sex on drugs. And I feel
people who want to ban drugs haven't done drugs.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
Let alone fuck on them.
Yeah. I had a fucking experience the other night. You've already heard about it, though, but I watched that Duncan Trussell Netflix.
Duncan Trussell.
Yeah.
Can't even say it. Fucked you up that bad.
Yeah, fucking.
I knew it would too.
Yeah, I know you knew it would too. Yeah.
I'm such a prick.
Yeah.
But for the listener, if you don't know, Duncan Trussell's got a new show out on Netflix, and it's with the creator of Adventure Time. Pendleton Ward is the animator for it, or the producer, or whatever the fuck. But it's a super trippy show, and yeah, it's pretty full on. it's a lot of philosophy and shit like that, and it's basically like...
It's like stoner philosophy though.
Yeah, or like mad tripper, yeah, like DMT.
Talks to your soul.
Yeah, and it's like that from his podcast. It's just him talking to his guest on a podcast, and they've done an animation in the background that's sort of not related to what's going on,
yeah,
which is super weird. And then they sort of like came back in and did extra voice lines to sort of try and make it into a story, but... Anyway, the point is, it's super whack.
Yeah.
And unless you're like a heavy psychedelic user or smoke weed all the time, and you watch it, like, I knew it was going to fuck Mitch up, so I was like, oh, you should watch this. He got real baked. I'm like, you should watch this show.
Yeah. Because I started, it was Friday, and we had afternoon drinks over Skype, like, for work.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I hadn't eaten all day as well, because it was a really busy day. Pretty stressful, so I was like, fuck, work through lunch, got everything I needed to do done, and then like had a couple of beers. I was like, all right, sweet. I was already buzzed from the beers, like one beer in, I could already feel it because I hadn't eaten.
Yeah.
And then had just half a like cone, just a little half, and it got me pretty buzzed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh well, I've chopped the rest, and Tanya's not going to smoke it, so fuck it, I'll just do the right thing and finish it off. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, you should never... If I was to go back in time, I'd be like, hey, man, if you think you're okay, then just stop.
Yeah.
If you're in a place where you're totally fine, don't be doing anyone favors by smoking their weed.
It was your own weed, though. You're like, I'm going to do myself a favor and smoke my own weed.
Yeah, I remember, like, we were all in Discord together, and I got the giggles, mad. I don't know what it was, but I nearly fainted. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, it was over something that was just not funny.
Not funny at all. And then Evan's like, yeah, go watch that show. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. And I'm even sweating thinking about it. And I don't know if that's the KFC or the PTSD, but... I'm like, I was watching this show, we got 3 episodes in, I ended up grinning out, but it was just, the first episode is, they're having this philosophical conversation, and then there's just a zombie apocalypse going on around them.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, fuck, that's a whole thing, man, I don't want to get into that, so I ended up just closing my eyes and listening to them talk.
Yeah.
And I had some fucked up dreams, and Duncan Trussell's... He raped my soul.
He convinced he's the devil. Man.
Yeah. I love him. I love him now, though.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been through something together.
Mm-hmm. I've listened to a bit of his stuff, but never got heaps into his podcast, but I've fucking watched every episode of Adventure Time.
Yeah, so, and you weren't even stoned when you did it.
Nah, I just like it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I was like, yeah, cool. We'll definitely have to watch this new one that's out, so yeah. Get amongst that if you've fucking got nothing to do in your isolation.
Yeah.
Get baked and watch The Midnight Gospel.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
What do I keep calling it? The Midnight fucking something.
Yeah. You're calling it something whack.
Yeah. But it suited it also.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember now. Yeah. But I was like trying to search it on Netflix and I was writing the wrong thing. And Tanya was there to babysit me because I had no reason to be alone.
Yep.
In that state.
Yeah, and she was like, I better go look after him.
Yeah. Which I was okay. I ended up just falling asleep. But
yeah. Oh, no. They're out yapping in the next room. I hope it's not picking up.
I can hear it a little bit.
Oh, no.
It should be okay, though.
We're going to hear you yapping in the background.
Yeah, fucking Shaz.
What have I got? Oh, yeah. My story from yesterday. We'll go over that again. The fucking... me dick got turned inside out when I was surfing. Yeah. They don't tell you that. Like, no one ever warned you. They're like, oh, if you go under, like, be careful on your way back up so you don't bash your head on the fins of your board and, like, start out easy and all this shit. No one ever tells you. If you're going to wear a wetsuit, like, just put your dick to the side because if you have it front on, like, the suction of the wetsuit will cause your knob to fucking go inside your own dick. Like it's circumcised. Well, sorry, like you're uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got an inverted penis.
Yeah, I knew what it was like to have an uncircumcised dick for like an hour while I was out surfing.
You just couldn't get rid of it.
Nah, the more I pulled on the wetsuit, like the more it sucked it back in. It's fucking Mark Beattie. Every time I fucking hang out with that dude, something goes wrong. Something weird fucking happens. And that was pretty weird. I was contemplating like if I got a boner while I was out there, like maybe that would like get it to fucking come out of the hood.
Yeah, but what happens when it shrinks again? The expansion's going to push even more like air away, and then when it does shrink again,
maybe end up with that sweet little boy pussy.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was fucked. Very uncomfortable, especially like laying up against the surfboard because like I had like a little button in my pants.
Yeah,
a little mushroom. That was something.
We were watching that video today, the black dude just pissing on people's front porches.
Oh, yeah.
The ninja pisser.
Yeah, he just pulls out this giant hog.
Yeah.
Chucks it off to the side.
Yeah. just holds it in his hand like this, and then, like, just has the end of his cock, like, out this side of his hand.
Yeah.
And he's just pissing on the bushes before, like, while he's standing there, and then, like, once he's done, he knocks. And then turns around like he's just looking out to the street.
Oh, he's doing up like, his fly. Yeah.
Fuck, man.
He was pretty professional about it.
Why would... I mean, yeah. I feel like there's better places to do that.
Maybe. Like a toilet, probably.
Yep.
But if you're on the go and you need to make them sales.
Yeah. Or even just like stand near a bush and pretend you're on your phone.
Yeah.
Or something like that. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, that could work.
But if it was me, there's no way I could do that.
Anyway. Yeah, without getting pissed all over your pants. This dude had a fucking big black dick, so I feel like that's the only reason he got away with it.
Yeah, lucky fella.
Pissing all over yourself all the time.
Yeah.
You
written any jokes?
No, I've written down ideas. I've written down observations about life. Oh, this one. The other day I was in the shower with Shaz and she squeezed my dick and I farted. On cue, like I had one ready to go.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fucking awesome. Like I've reinvented the pull my finger joke.
Yeah.
Like, squeeze my penis. It was so good.
That is great.
Yeah. So that's what I've been up to in isolation.
Yeah. Sharing with your missus.
Yeah. Just reinventing. Like new jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That'd be funny with a prostitute, I feel like. Yeah. Hey, pull my dick. Just a stranger.
Yeah. All my jokes are just not even jokes. They're just shit that I've just been writing down. So I was trying to do something about like girls not shaving because it's like, oh, fuck my beauty standards. And I'm like, well, it's like not mowing your front lawn. Like,
I don't mow my front lawn. Yeah, so. Yeah.
And you probably don't shave your pubes. Huh?
No.
You piece of shit.
Fuck no.
I like her to floss while she's down there.
Yeah. It doesn't. It's more the fact that you got to deal with the itch afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that. No.
Well, you can use scissors and just tidy it up.
Oh, I could so do. But we're married.
Like, yeah. You're not fucking anyway.
Yeah. Oh, no, we fuck.
We fuck.
We don't fuck for long. We fuck. We're just getting it out of the way.
Yeah.
It's like this morning, she's like, oh, it's 9:30, you got to wake up, podcast today. I was like, oh, yeah, you suppose we could fuck, eh? She's like, yeah. Yeah, I guess we could.
So romantic.
Yeah. And it was the morning, so we, like, I had morning breath, so I'm like, all right, just lay on your side away from me.
Yeah.
I just stick my dick in. Is that your hole? Is that the right hole? Yeah. Right, sweet.
You're not allowed the other hole.
No, not until we fix the shower.
You fix your shower.
Yeah, I fix my shower.
There's no way in cleaning the gutters or fixing your shower.
Yeah.
This is what you've got to do. You're the man of the house.
Yeah. I don't like being the man of the house.
I want to be the child of the house.
I want to be the girl of the house.
You're going to be the cuck of the house.
Yeah, I know.
Because Jolson's got to come around and fix the shower.
Yeah, and fucking mow my lawn.
And mow your lawn.
And cut my grass.
Cut your grass. Someone's literally got to cut your grass.
Yeah.
And then they got to fuck down you in the ass, because apparently that's the fucking, you got to fix the shower, that's the reward. Which seems like a pretty good reward. I don't know why you haven't fixed the shower.
If I die, how long until Jolson starts fucking my wife?
I think you'd give it a good few months out of respect for you.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Someone's got to look after her.
Yeah, it's true.
Jolson's the only one around that's single.
That's true. Yeah. He's sterile anyway.
So. I think if you die, she's definitely going to fuck women.
You reckon?
100%.
She can already fuck women. She doesn't fuck women now.
Yeah. Nah, I just think that after you, if you die, she's done with men. I think you're going to leave a sour taste in the mouth at this point.
Maybe it's not a sour taste. Maybe it's, this is as good as it gets, and...
You're as good as it gets?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Look at this. Yeah.
Please
I was
don't.
Rubbing myself.
For the pieces of shit who don't subscribe to the Patreon and get the video.
Isn't this just going to go straight up on YouTube?
No.
You're going to put it behind a paywall?
Yep.
Yeah, of course
a you dollar will. Paywall.
You fucking Jew.
It's a dollar. We're going to make it a dollar.
All right.
You want to watch, it's a dollar a month.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's a fucking dollar.
Yeah.
Which means that, yeah, you're interested, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
One US dollar, by the way.
Is it? Mm-hmm. So it's a dollar. It's probably like 90 cents Australian at this point.
Nah, it'd be like $1.50 or something, I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that, if I turn this way, it looks a lot better in the shop.
Yeah.
And then if we have 140 listeners at a dollar each, I can buy another one of them cameras. Because they're not cheap.
No.
They're $140 webcams.
And they're not even that... Like,
it's doing the job.
It's doing the job, but it's not great. Like,
there's a bit of banding going on in the video. Well, that's what you get for your dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could probably buy some soundproofing too for this room. Because I'm hearing a bit of echo.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it died down a bit when you got here. Because it's just absorbing.
Yeah.
You're absorbing a lot of...
There's more mass in the room now.
Yeah, definitely. So...
All right, I suppose we'll talk about it now. So old Pud thinks it's time to start losing weight. We were talking about it yesterday.
Is this your thing that you're going to talk about later?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it is getting to the point where it's like, yeah, it's funny. Like, obviously, it's 90% of my fucking material.
It's
on
hilarious
stage.
Because of how tall you are.
Yeah, you're right. It's hilarious right until they start cutting my fucking legs off. Yeah.
Is this because I said you're going to die of diabetes?
No, it's because of what I said. I was like, oh, fuck, nah. Like, my lifestyle is just going to give me cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it's definitely going to give you cancer.
Yeah. I'm fucking, like, I'm definitely on the way to an early grave if I keep eating like this. And it's like, oh, man, I had KFC on the way out here, and I'm having pizza again for dinner tonight.
Oh, the old leftovers.
Yeah, the leftovers.
Good on you.
But like, I'll put them in the sandwich press to knock out the fat.
Oh, that'll help.
Yeah,
when you're eating carbs and meat for dinner.
Yeah, carbs, meat, bread, grains, very little vegetables.
Yeah.
So, essentially, I'm going to do what I did last time I got skinny, which is just live off lamb and vegetables. So like one lamb chop. And just like two big handfuls of vegetables.
Well, that's your, carb-free diet, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's when you're going to ketosis.
Well,
like our other good friend, Mitch Garling.
Is he doing keto?
Yeah. That's why he's lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah. He's even taken photos of himself nude in the bath. And I'm like, oh man, I wish I had that bravery.
But I don't have a bath. I have a broken shower.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I wonder what's do you think he's had his daughter and he's like, oh, I gotta change the way I'm living?
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah.
I wouldn't suggest that you have a daughter to change the way you're living.
No. No.
Tanya's already gotta take care of one child. I don't think she can handle
it. Yeah. Well, Tanya and I have even been like just talking in general. She's like, I'm getting to the point now where I don't think I want kids anymore.
Good.
Yes.
Good, Anakin.
It's like, It would be fucking cool though. Like, oh yeah, we just don't need kids. You just fucking would just be that old couple with no
kids.
There's
heaps of them. And if you ever want one, you can just go get one.
Yeah. Like, you pick one up around the corner from here.
Oh yeah, if you want to do that.
Yeah.
But they come pre-packaged now. Like, you can get through the whole cleaning up their shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that phase? Is it toilet trained?
Yeah.
Like having a puppy's cool,
mm.
but having a puppy that's just been toilet trained that's not going to shit all over your floor is even better.
Yeah.
I remember having that Jack Russell puppy when I was younger and his shit had worms in it.
Oh.
And I had to clean it up. It's just like this writhing massive turd. He used to shit everywhere too. He was a little cunt.
My mum had a dog who's a Jack Russell as well. And when he got the shits with mum, he used to go climb on her bed and shit on her bed. He's a fucking vindictive little cunt.
Yeah.
Dogs will do that.
Yeah, cats are worse for it, but dogs definitely got a vindictive streak.
Our cat knows I'll fucking kick the shit out of it if it pulls that stuff. He's like... He does stuff like...
Fucking hell. Way to bring the listeners in.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how I abuse animals.
Yeah. I don't actually kick the shit out of my cat.
No, you just pay thousands of dollars in vet bills.
Yeah, I know. I know. Dog
gets fucking clogged up.
Yeah. It's like everyone's always like pretend I'm a piece of shit to my cat, but I genuinely care about it enough that it's like, yeah, I've spent thousands of dollars on it. And it was always my choice. It wasn't up to Tanya. It wasn't Tanya going, we have to do this. She's like, all right, if you want to...
She just left it on you like you had a choice, but you didn't.
Yeah, you're right. I remember...
Because that's what the women will fucking bring that up like 5 years down the track or some shit. When you wake up one morning and you think everything's sweet, she'll be like, you killed our fucking cat, you piece of shit. And then your whole day's fucked.
Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck, I did too, didn't I?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of how much of a piece of shit I am.
Yeah.
I think there's a bit I should write on that about how chicks will do that to you. Just one morning, just fucking... Remember that fucking shitty thing that you did like ages ago? I'm still not over it.
My ex, whenever we used to have a fight, whenever I'd be winning the fight, I'd make a really good point. And she'd be like, yeah, well, you cheated on me. Fuck!
Damn it. It's making a really good point. And she just had that there.
Yeah, I know.
Just in case she I feel like I'm losing some ground. Fuck.
Yeah.
Let's drop this shit on you.
I found nudes of another bloke on her phone because we were on and off again for fucking like every few months we'd break up for a couple of weeks and she'd go fuck some other dude probably. And
Probably.
I never proved it. And I found like photos of another dude's cock. Man had a big cock too. It was like, nice. Yeah. Nice. So I was like, ah, fuck, what's this? I just like put it to her. She's like, oh. Yeah, I got that when we were broken up. I'm like, whatever. I was like, I was just simply like, I don't care.
Like,
yeah.
I've
whatever.
Been cucked before.
This, not even that. It was just like, I'd literally gotten nudes off a chick a couple of weeks before that. Like, I myself. And I was like, I was doing it.
Yeah.
And then I just left it alone. And she was like expecting this huge fight.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh. What? Why are you angry? She's asked that to herself in her head. So then she's gone through my phone and found the nudes that I'd gotten.
Mm.
And she's like, look at this. I'm like, yeah, we did it when we weren't broke, like when we weren't broken up.
And you did
it
too.
But I had it over Messenger and she could see the dates. Mm. And she's like, no, we were going out then. I was like, oh, fuck. All right. She's like, that's why you weren't mad at me for getting those dick pics. Because you were doing it too. Well, fuck, yeah.
Yeah. And?
Yeah. We're both pieces of shit, I guess.
There was a bit I was going to write about how all those people that get on Twitter and do like the cancel culture thing. Like, oh, you should lose your job because you fucking said this or that. It's like, well, now everyone's lost their job.
Yeah.
So I guess you got what you wanted. Fucking assholes.
Oh, man. It's fucking, it's rough.
But with that, like the whole lockdown thing, I was watching this dude on YouTube, and he's been stuck in Peru. Like, he went to an ayahuasca retreat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he's still stuck in Peru over there. He's been there for fucking ages. And the Australian government said that for, like, $2,500, they were going to organise Qantas flights to pick people up, but they had to front it, the money, to get back home. It's like some hippie who's gone over.
They're giving away billions of dollars to unemployed people.
Yeah.
Right now. People who didn't even lose their jobs. They just didn't have a job before. And they're like, here's $750.
Yeah.
This poor cunt's stuck in Peru. And they're like, you have to give us $2,500 if you want to see Australia again.
Yeah. And he's like, actually, I want to see the frog god again. So I'm going to stay here and inject myself with some venom and watch my face swell up like a balloon. So that's what he's been doing instead. Which, I mean, yeah, I'd do that.
Honestly, if there's nothing else to do to pass the day, why not?
Yeah. I think once that happens, like, you don't leave Peru. I'm pretty sure that's how you become a shaman.
Pretty sure our good friend Chris went to Peru and never came back.
Yeah, no, Chris came back. He's back. He's with us.
Yeah.
Because you could tell he was, like, really, like, up here for a while. And now he's just like, oh, fuck, shit's fucked.
again.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because he's had a fucking rough time. He's like the guy that works near my work, who's got Giftware Direct that does weddings and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, like, that's all fucking gone because no one's having events now. So it's like, what do you do? You're fucked.
The government could help him out. Nah, let's just give unemployed people money.
Well, they are for like the $1,500 for the JobKeeper.
Which doesn't make a difference.
But if you're paying that to people, you've still got to pay super.
Yep.
So if you've got 10 employees and it's 10% of $750 a week, it's $75 a head or $750 a week. You're not turning over $750,000 a week.
No.
You got no business. How are you going to afford to fucking...
Yeah.
And they want to... fucking businesses to front the first payment of the $1,500.
Of course they do.
Yeah. And then we'll fix you up for it. It's like...
No, you won't, because it's coming through Centrelink.
And why the fuck did they give it directly to the businesses? I guess it saves time to get those people paid. But, like, they've got everyone's records on the ATO already.
Yeah.
Why don't they just give people who have been declaring an income this year the $1,500? It's like, no, we'll give it to the business owners and hope they do the right thing. And
yeah.
I mean, it is all traceable, but it's just like, fucking hell. What a fuck around.
Yeah. But who's going to actually trace it? Like, who? You'd have to do a full audit.
Yeah, well, they've got all that, like, one-touch shit for your tax and stuff, so they can tell if you've got employees on because they're paying tax.
Yeah.
So they know. So it is pretty traceable. They'll just go like, oh, yeah, this person received was like paying tax and blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Well,
if you just pay their pay-as-you-go, but you don't actually pay them, there's no way to prove that they've received the money unless they report it.
No, not really. Yeah, they've got to report it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, they'd know. No,
well, come 12 months from now.
The $1,500 wouldn't be going into their account. They'd be able to see that. Why isn't the $1,500 going?
Yeah.
Because you pay tax on that $1,500 too. So you only get $1,300by the end of it. And you get $1,100 for sitting at home doing fuck all like me. So why would you go into work for an extra $100 a week when there's fucking nothing to do?
Yeah.
Like my boss called me up, was like, yeah, like, what's going on with the JobKeeper thing? And we're going to do that. I was like, well, there's no work on. Like, there's no fucking point of me coming in.
Yeah.
While you pay my super.
He's just doing the right... He's trying to do the right thing by you, but...
Yeah, yeah, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be, like, just sitting around doing nothing and him having to pay me fucking super when there's no work on.
Yeah, that's right.
He's already got two other guys that can do that first, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's extra work that comes in, he said, I'll just pay you, like, usual, casual, so...
That's all right.
Yeah, as long as this shit's going on, I don't know.
I'm fucking so sick of working at home. Like, I'm one of the lucky people. I'm so lucky that I can work from home.
Mm.
But fuck, it sucks. Like, if I could choose to go into the office, obviously it's better than losing my job.
Yeah.
We know that. But it's like, it's also very fucking mentally draining on you.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is harder to get, I feel like it's harder to just get up and do it.
Yeah.
Because you're just at home. Yeah, you're just home. Like, yeah. Fuck it. I could just go sit on the lounge right now.
Yeah.
And it hasn't made it easier with my internet issues.
Yeah, which, your internet's fucked.
Yeah. So, like, people, I call people and they're like, oh, like, I literally can't hear you right now, dude. And I'm like, all right, I'll call you back. And then, like, it's dropping in and out. And I'm like, it was already hard to get motivated. And now my internet's just like, bludge.
Yeah.
Bludge. Fuck. Shit to do.
At least you've told your work about it. Yeah. Help you out.
I had to go with, like, a competitor. So I've got, like, obviously my iPad internet with a certain company.
Yeah.
And the same company runs my home internet. Mm. And neither of them work. So then I've had to go with a competitor, buy a fucking modem from them and use theirs. And their internet is 40 times faster. Well, literally 40 times faster.
You're nearly 30, so you can get the Mitch Garling angsty tattoo of fuck Telstra across your back.
Yeah, I fucking really want to now.
Fuck Telstra. Yeah. They're shit. I would never go with them for internet. Fucking awful.
Yeah, well, they're the only ones. I went to go with the Optus, and Optus are like, yeah, we don't do broadband out your way until NBN's out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it might be coming in months. I'm like, I got the letter for NBN starting in my area 2 years ago. I'm like, fuck, it's never coming.
No. Oh.
Like, fucking Taree's got it. Taree has NBN. Yeah, so.
Oh, move to Taree. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
You're right. I could do my job from Taree.
Another thing that I'm angry about, this is a note I wrote, because I've been fucking doing nothing for too long. It's those fucking wood making videos on Facebook. Like, every time I go on Facebook, there's another fucking, this cunt's turning a log into a mug or some shit. And they always do it with resin. Like, here's some fucking resin. And yeah. Like, so I want to start doing parody videos of that where I make dildos out of wood with resin.
That is fucking great.
I'm just sick of seeing them, man. Yeah. It's fucking every time. It's like, here we go again. And I always watch them too.
Yeah.
It's the fuck part. I'm just like, ooh, look at him go.
There's something like awesome. Look, I love those videos. I like watching someone use a lathe. You're like, yeah. Oh, fuck.
That's
yeah.
That's what men do.
Yeah.
Wish I could do that.
Fuck. Makes me want to go out and buy a lathe. I got really into blacksmithing videos.
Yeah.
Like, there's this YouTube channel where, like, there's this crazy, he looks like a little bit like Tyler, this guy, like, long hair, he's a bit skinnier, a bit taller, but he reminds me a lot of Tyler.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, man, like, went and studied in Japan, like, blacksmithing, and he comes back and he's just like, they make like movie swords and video game swords and shit. Yeah. Like that. Yeah, it's fucking, goddamn, I got into it. I was like, oh, man. And I fucking love knives and swords and shit. You're
contemplating buying a forge.
Yeah, no. I was like, looking.
That's what I need to buy.
I was like, forge. Do you know how much a fucking anvil costs?
Yeah.
Thousands of dollars. You can buy like a little jewelry, these tiny little jewelry anvils. It's like a fucking 40 kilo anvil. It's tiny.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can fucking make rings with this. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I could maybe use that. I'm like, oh, I could get like,
you're
train tracks.
Turn it into fucking Sauron.
Yeah.
In this isolation. Yeah. One ring.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I've heard people use train tracks as fucking anvils and shit. And they're like, oh no, like they warp a bit more. And then like I went into like a real, real deep hole where I was like, oh, maybe I can like buy an old anvil and refurbish it. And I'm like looking at like ways people refurbish anvils. And I'm like, fuck. Oh, I found a dude down the road who does like wrought iron. Maybe he's got an old anvil. I'm like, fuck, man. I can't even mow my front lawn.
Yeah.
Like.
I was waiting for it. Like, yeah. Maybe you should fix your shower.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then invest in the anvil.
Although, when I was like looking at
fixing. Can you imagine what your wife would do to you? She saw you.
Building a workshop.
Yeah, you just turn up with an anvil one day. She's like, what the fuck is that?
Oh. Like, you just can't turn up anywhere with an anvil, Ethan. It's a fucking whole thing. They're hundreds of kilos. It'd have to get craned into my house.
Yeah.
But I have got that old shed out the back that's just full of sand and rubbish my dad left there.
Mm.
Fucking dad. I knew he was going to die and leave that rubbish out there.
Yeah.
Of course he was. It's what I'd do.
Yeah. He's trained you well.
I went out there the other day and I was just like, there's just like old like speakers and like three different lawnmowers he went to put together but never finished.
Yeah, it's just a trip to the tip, really.
It's fucking like, yeah.
A couple of trips.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'll probably just pay some cunt.
I'm Fuck some it. Cunt. I'll come and take it away.
Yeah. Well, you need a trailer and a bit of time.
I can take it all of the tip.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll give you $20.
Thanks, man. That makes it all worth it. How about you just fucking... I'll come around with the trailer and we'll do it.
Yeah.
And we'll fix your shower and then we'll fuck your wife in the ass.
All right.
Good day.
All right. You've heard her farts. Yeah. Honestly, she's like, you can fuck me in the ass if you fix the shower. I'm like, don't know if I want to anymore.
Jesus.
She's farted before and woken me up. She farts and wakes herself up sometimes. It's like, the fuck was that? You.
Oh, shit.
The other morning, like, you heard me go off at her. I'm like, she walked in, went to fart, thought it was going to be loud. It wasn't. It was one of those, like, silent but deadly ones.
Just
stunk my fucking room out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then all you heard was me randomly just like, fuck you, Tanya.
I was like, what the
fuck? What the fuck, cunt? You're like, what the fuck, cunt? Like,
I thought you just randomly started going off.
Yeah.
That was me yesterday, though. I was just sitting there like, something smells dank. Like, what the fuck is this smell? Shazard farted behind me.
Yeah. Yeah, you just heard him. I farted.
Oh, man. Women these days. Fuck.
Yeah, I know.
They'd just be out farting and not shaving their assholes. It's full on. Their armpits, they're just not shaving. They're not shaving and they're farting.
They're not shaving, they're not farting.
No, they are farting.
Yeah. You're right, they are farting.
And you're not mowing your lawn.
That's
your rebuttal.
Yeah.
If you're not going to shave, I'm not going to mow the lawn.
Tony's still shaving, I think. I don't know.
For now.
Yeah.
Now that she's going to listen to this, and then she's going to be like, you know what? If you're not going to fucking mow the lawn, I'm not mowing my lawn, so to speak.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I don't care at all. Just roll her over from behind. Face your morning breath that way.
Yeah.
Let me have my 15 seconds.
I asked her to turn around for her benefit, not for mine.
Yeah.
Like, I had morning breath, not her. She was already up and about.
But did you explain that? Or were you just like, just roll over? I don't want to see your face.
She doesn't want to see this either. Yeah.
Well, she might. Girls are weird like that. They don't care as much. They're not as shallow.
Yeah. No, I'm still very attracted to Tanya, but I wouldn't blame her if she was thinking of someone else while I'm plowing her. To be honest, what I'm doing isn't even plowing. Yeah. It's more like just a fat wiggle. Just... And then I just get real tense. All right, thanks for that.
That's how you're going to die.
Yeah.
You got enough blood flow. You're going to get vasoconstriction in your fucking left ankle.
Oh, yeah.
From coming one morning.
Yeah, and it just fucking goes straight to my heart.
Yeah. That blood clot from sleeping on your back.
Or I'll just suffocate. My chins will suffocate me.
Yeah, it's time for you to lose weight, champ.
Yeah, I know. So, veggies and lamb.
Yeah.
Fucking. The hardest thing is just getting to Coles. And buying
it. Because
it's
so far away.
Yeah, because it's like 500 metres down the road.
That's where the veggies
like, it's too close to drive, but too far to walk.
Fucking
That's what my life is.
What a dilemma.
Yeah.
Why don't you do the proper white trash thing?
And steal a trolley?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they've got paid trolleys there, so you got to put the coin in.
Yeah.
So, I'm not wasting a dollar.
That means you can buy a trolley for a dollar.
That's a bargain.
Yeah. That's what we did when we lived in Sydney.
had your own trolley. Yeah. You walked to and from the shops.
Yeah, we had our own trolley.
That's fucking great. We used
to live out in the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened was, we did it for one trip, and then we just left the trolley in the backyard for like a year. And never did it again.
Because we're all fucking stoners.
And we're like, we're not going to walk that trolley all the way back.
Yeah. You should have just slowly collected them over time.
No, we just slowly started ordering takeaway instead.
I remember getting to that place, the smaller unit, the one that like literally looked like people who died from heroin overdoses in there. You walk in and there was just like bong water stains and ash stains.
All
and,
over the carpet.
Yeah, and it was fucked. And like there was just a track, like there was two tracks. One led straight to the lounge and the other led straight to the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got there. I think Tyler was living with you at that stage.
Yeah.
And it was him and three other people or four other people on a two-seater lounge.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey, man, like, nice to meet you. He's like, hey, he was stoned. And then you had your computer in the corner. And then I was like, oh, yeah, there's his computer. Cool. And then, like, Vaughn was, I don't know what he was doing, but I met Vaughn that day. And then I was like, oh, yeah, cool. So, like, show us your bedroom. And it was just you and Tyler sharing the room together. Yeah. And you were with a lady at the time as well. I'm like, how does that work?
Tyler's a good man.
And then I walked into the kitchen.
He knows how to hold a camera.
Yeah. And then, like, for some reason, I went into the kitchen and the dishes clearly hadn't been done in weeks.
Yeah.
Because it smelt like rotting meat.
Yeah.
In there. It was
fucked. That could have been the maggots. The maggot story.
Oh.
When we left hot dogs out. There was like hot dogs sitting in a saucepan for like weeks. And then the maggots moved in.
Oh my God.
Like fucking wriggling hot dogs. That was fucked. I still can't eat hot dogs. Like can't look at them the same.
Oh man, that is fucked.
That was bad.
That's what happens.
Just threw it out the saucepan with the maggots, just binned it.
Like, yeah.
Fuck this.
We had, because I was in the military at that point, and we lived in the barracks. You had your own room, but you had weekly or fortnightly inspections.
Hmm.
No, they were weekly. So you literally had to, like, clean your room up, stand by your bed, and someone to, like, come into your room.
Hmm.
And, like, I had a little bar fridge, and they're like, oh, is there beer in that fridge? I'm like, no. I'm like, show me. You'd have to open the fridge for them, then, like, look in it. Oh, you're not hiding it in the cupboard, are you? But no.
If it wasn't in the fridge.
It was, but you said no, because they couldn't actually ask you to open your cupboard without 24 hours notice.
Right.
So.
Man, did anyone just like order a bulk amount of dildos from China and just stuff them into the cupboard so that it's like fucking there? As soon as they open it, just dicks.
That was the thing in the military is everywhere you went, everyone draws dicks.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd have a hat, and, like, the inside of the hat would be, like, there'd be a dick on it.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a running thing where you'd just try not to get your shit dicked. Like, I remember, like, always carrying my hat, and I was real confident. I was like, fuck, man. Like, I haven't got this a brand new hat. Like, it'd been a couple of weeks. I'm like, hasn't been dicked yet.
Yeah.
And then, like, I turned my hat over, and someone had dicked it. I was like, motherfucker, when did that get there? So I used to have the standby bed inspection, and you know how like you can get blankets or whatever, and you can draw stuff on them.
Yeah,
I used to just draw a dick in it, like a fucking real veiny motherfucker.
Yeah,
and you'd literally like as you walk through the room, you wouldn't notice it until you just looked at it at a certain angle, and you're like, "That's a dick." So yeah, but that's what you needed being 17. You needed a fucking inspection. That's what you guys needed.
That's what you need right now.
Yeah, no, you're
someone
right.
Someone to come around.
Standby bed inspection.
Jam a pineapple up your arsehole if you don't mow the lawns.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I used to get yelled at a lot in the military.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I was useless. Still am, but even worse. Even worse back then. Such a fucking retard.
Like, I can't believe you were fucking worse then than now. Like,
yeah. Pretty bad now, but like, I'm probably as bad, but at least I can acknowledge it. I know I'm this bad.
Right.
Whereas you've got no self-awareness as a 17-year-old. You're just like, oh, I'm a fucking mad dog. I'm in the fucking military. Like, no, cunt, you're a dumbass. It's a fucking miracle.
Well, I wanted to tell you at the time, but you wouldn't have listened to me.
No, you're right.
Oh, shit. Oh, what else have I got? Oh, yeah, old mate got caught with 88 pounds of DMT. That was in the news the other day.
That's a loss for the world.
Yeah.
Right, that's a lot of knowledge that's going to get destroyed.
I didn't think it was 88 pounds, though. Like, do you know how much fucking tree bark you'd need? You'd have to cut down, like, so many fucking trees. I reckon that they're weighing, like, probably the packages that it came in or, like, something. Like, there's no way. It's too much.
Yeah. Where do you get 88 pounds and how do you sell 88 pounds of DMT?
Yeah. It's fucking way too much.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. Poor guy. There's, like, a video released of him. He's singing, like, the bare necessities of life from the Jungle Book. He's just tripping his dick off.
What did he try and fucking swallow? It's busting through the door.
He's obviously been into it.
Oh, like, yeah. Of course.
He's just fucking cooked.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You see people that are that cooked and you're just like, oh, fucking hell, that could have been me. Jesus Christ, I got lucky.
Yeah.
Don't want to be that fucking fried.
Well, you were talking about, same with me, oh, you want to do acid and go and watch Mr. Bungle. I don't think I'll come back.
No, listen to Mr. Bungle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll come back if I do acid. That's one of those drugs where it's like, no thanks.
That's probably not worth it. Probably a good idea for not your brain. It.
Yeah.
I think people are on different levels. I think everyone's brains react differently. And I think you getting scared of a cartoon with Duncan Trussell is enough evidence to go, it's probably not for you.
Like, the cartoon didn't actually scare me. What scared me is the thoughts that the cartoon gave me.
Yeah.
that's what really scares you when you're, like, afraid of your own thoughts. You're like, oh, no. Because there's a lot.
No one can help me with these.
Well, there's a lot that's not right in my life, and it's, like, purely because of my own choices.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man, when you've got to sit down and you can't get away from that, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
That's what meditation's for.
No, meditation for me is the complete opposite. It's a fucking... When I meditate, I'm able to actually get away from those thoughts.
Yeah, but that's in that show later on. When he becomes enlightened, he thinks he's enlightened. But it's like, no, you just put a butt plug in your mind of like just blocking out all your thoughts. It's like, that's not what meditation is. It's like having the thought and being okay that you're having the thought and separating yourself from your thoughts.
Yeah.
Is the difference. Because you're not your thoughts. You're not what you think. Yeah. Deep man.
No, like I...
No.
I got into this stage once where I was just spinning. That was it. Like, my entire, like, world was just spinning. And it was, like, it started in my chest and it was, like, a panic attack. And you're like, oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then I was like, I just need to let go. Just let go. All right, man. It'll be okay. It'll be over. And that's okay, too.
I'm going to be the first person that ever died from weed.
Yeah. Help. And you just have to accept it. Because as soon as you accept it, like, and simply saying that in your own head is an acceptance. Like, it's truly, it's that feeling of, I guess, when, if you've ever, like, swallowed water, like, past where, like, you're no longer coughing.
Yeah.
It's like that. oh, and it's like lack of oxygen. It's like that. It's like, yeah, this is my state of being now. And that's it.
You need to lay off the cones.
I don't even do that much. Yeah, I feel like if I did more, I'd be okay.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah, you fucking build up a tolerance to it. Yeah, and then but then you've just got the like the financial fucking pain of it.
Well, we bought a 50, and I've had it for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
like it's what you need in self isolation.
It's just a bit of weed.
Yeah, help you get through it.
Yeah, I got that. I had that joint that I smoked the other week. I smoked half of it, and it's still there. I smoked like half a joint, and I'm like, yeah, that'll do me for now.
Yeah.
Look, I don't feel like I've done anything to earn that reward. Like, it's one of those things that's like, yeah, if you fucking mowed your lawn and fixed your shower and done all your shit, then smoke a bit of weed, and then you can chill out and go like, ah, it's all right. And then when shit starts creeping in on you, you're like, no, I'm a good person. I mowed the lawn.
Yeah.
You have something there. Well, go, like, I'm not a complete piece of shit.
I actually...
But you won't have that feeling if you've done all the things that you do because you're being a good mood.
Well, in my personal life, you're right. But like in my professional life, I'm the complete opposite. So I'm the person who will actually go and do extra that I don't need to do.
Mm.
And it's this weird fucking... I'm like the complete opposite of what I am in my personal life, professionally, and it's weird. So when I finish a day of work, I'm like, I do not want to do anything else.
But that's not healthy either.
No, I know.
And you're probably doing that because you feel a lack of, like, I need to do more to get that sense of accomplishment because you're not doing the other shit that's giving you that. So you're like, oh, you don't feel like you're good enough at work all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas if you were more balanced of like doing your other shit, then you wouldn't be chasing that at work all the time.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, I've fucking done enough for today.
Yeah.
Got a more balanced outlook on it.
Well, you're right, 100%. And I was even thinking it, I think I was talking to someone about it, I can't remember who, but it got to the point where I was like, I need to sort of, I think it was in therapy actually, I was talking about it in therapy. I'm like, I need to stop overcommitting myself professionally.
Yeah.
And just sort of step back, and it's okay to go above and beyond, but it's that feeling you get when you're going above and beyond and the people I'm working with aren't.
Yeah.
And it's like I put my my philosophy onto them.
Mm.
So when they're not doing what they need to do, I take it personally, whereas I should just be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's like this podcast. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, you set up the whole fucking thing, you're like ready to go. I'm like, yeah, I'm not coming today, man, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, fuck it. It's just a podcast.
Yeah.
I really don't give a fuck. But at the same time, I'll try and make it as good as it can be. But like, if shit happens, you're just like, nah, fuck.
You have to be like that.
Yeah, well, that's like the whole comedy thing. Everything's gone to shit and there's no comedy on now. And people are like trying to live stream comedy. I was like, that doesn't work. It's not what it is. You just stop with the fucking
It'll be okay.
God damn it.
Yeah. It'll be okay once it comes back. That's the thing. I think it'll be better than ever, to be honest.
Probably.
Like,
people want more live entertainment once it's gone and they realise what they've missed.
Yeah.
And it'll probably end up just being back to the same shit, to be honest.
Yeah. It's like when you come home from camping, you're like, oh man, it's great to shit on my own toilet and sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Like, you get used to it real quick. Yeah. Like, but the party, I would love to do like a comedy party, like a fucking whole day event, like starting from say like 12 in the afternoon through till like 10 that night. Where it's literally just like you have like a set of five people go up, do 5 minutes each, so 25-minute show, and then like a 25-minute music show, and then like 25 minutes of comics and stuff like that. I think that'd be fucking like really cool.
Where
it's like literally, and And there's no, like, it won't be, there's no green room or anything like that. No, it's like, it's a party, so comics.
A venue or...
Yeah. Yeah. So you're literally, like, I feel like we don't even book spots. You just have, like, your name and a hat. So do it like an open mic, but obviously it can be established comics too. So everyone's around having a good time.
Yeah.
And then, like, the show starts and you get called up from the crowd. I don't know. It's just a thing I've been thinking about anyway.
Yeah.
It's like if I wanted to do a comedy party, like a proper comedy party,
yeah,
I feel like that's how I'd do it.
Cool. I don't want to shit on you because you want to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, you need to.
I'm not going to do it.
Figure it. Oh, you're not even going to do
no.
it.
No.
It's just an idea.
It's just an idea. I feel like there's. I don't even. Look, honestly, I don't even think it's that great of an idea.
No, it's not. I was going to tell you that, but I was like,
yeah, no.
I don't want to shit on him. Yeah. He's coming up with ideas.
Yeah. It's literally.
He's going to randomly call cunts out of the crowd, not book anyone.
Yeah. Everyone, no, everyone who turns up's booked, but you just don't know. You just don't know.
It's a curated open mic where people don't know if they're going
to. Not even curated.
No one's going to turn up to this shit.
It's chaos.
This is the worst idea.
Yeah. And because there's music every 25 minutes, too, people are not going to know when the show's starting. Yeah. So they're going to be constantly talking.
And music and comedy just don't fucking mix anymore.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
It's a fucking terrible idea.
Why did you even pitch this on the podcast?
It's been a long 4 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it, hell.
Yeah.
The other thing, I've been watching movies in isolation. Was that one that Robbo recommended, The Fucking Platform?
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah. No.
I got stoned and watched it too.
I'm sure it was much better stoned than sober. It was pretty good. Sober. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They're probably just looking at all that food, just like, yeah, I'd fucking.
No.
Don't put me on floor one. There'd be nothing left. Spoiler alert for those who haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
He, the conversations that they have are fucking just really philosophical because they're sitting around, they've got nothing but they're waiting for the platform.
Yeah.
So old mate's just got like this philosophy on life that he constantly puts to old mate. That's what I took from it as well.
Right.
Like each person had a different philosophy about life and their belief systems in that room.
Yeah.
And when that got challenged, that's when hell broke loose. Like,
yeah, oh, flip the fuck out.
Yeah, like the chick with the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm going to make a difference. It's like, you can't. Like,
no.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, like, just fucking play by the rules. You don't know where you're going to be next month, so take each day as it comes sort of thing, like the old dude. And then he fucking went insane anyway.
Yeah. For those who don't know, haven't seen the movie, I'll spoil it. Basically, there's a platform. It's got food on it. It's got like a full banquet on it. And there's like, oh, what did it end up being? Like 600 floors or even more? Just like shitloads of different floors. They're like a jail cell.
320.
Yeah. No, it was 333.
You're up.
Because it's half a 666.
Yeah.
Which is why I remembered it. But anyway, the platform magically levitates down each floor. And then people like eat the food off of it, and then it goes down to the next floor. And whatever's left is what the next floor gets. And so people like overeat, and then it's like this whole metaphor about the people at the top taking too much, and then the people at the bottom don't have enough. And if everyone just took their share, then there'd be enough food.
Which isn't the case.
No, it might be. I don't know. You don't need that much food to survive. If you just had a little bit. I think that was the point of it.
Yeah.
Was that if everyone just had their ration, that it would
make
it all
every way. Couple of days. Yeah,
but people just have too much when they're at the top.
Yeah. Because like that was a good experiment. Point. Yeah. That was a good point too, because they like jumped up and they're like, all right, the first like 50 floors don't even get to eat. They're like,
because you've been fed for the past couple of days, so you have enough to survive.
Yeah, and then they're like standing there and then they're like, all right.
Yeah, because two people jump on the platform and start writing it down.
Yeah.
And bashing people's heads in. They're trying to take more than their allocated amount of food, which is like communism manifest. Like,
yeah.
That's perfect communism.
Yeah.
No more for you. You've had enough.
I liked the movie. Everyone, you said it was a terrible movie.
I was just disappointed. Like, as a movie, it's not bad. especially because you could create that whole film on like a very small budget with just a bit of VFX for like the platform coming down. Or you could just like practical effects that and just remove the wires.
Yeah.
But fucking just the ending of it, I was just like, I don't know. Like, I thought that there was going to be some more substance to it, and then I was like, no, of course not, because if there was like a moral, like an ending to this, then we could apply that to like real life and solve the problem of there being people at the top that are taking too much. I wanted that from it. I was like, well, what's the solution then that the people who made this movie have come up with?
Yeah.
Wanted that. And then it was not fucking there. It was just some stupid child that they found at the bottom. Send
back up.
And then they sent it back to the top. And it's like, what does that mean?
I think it's a metaphor for, like, you can save one person and elevate them in life. So that kid was at the very bottom.
That was some fucking bullshit chosen child, fucking you're the one, son of Christ type of bullshit, I reckon.
Maybe.
I reckon it was some fucking religious metaphor for like...
Where does he go as well once he gets to the bottom?
Yeah, he just walks off into darkness and it's like, why? The pot's done.
If that's okay for you, why did you send the kid back up?
Yeah.
That kid's going to get to the top and get slammed right into the fucking roof.
Is that how it works? It doesn't slow down slowly. It's just crunk and stops. And all the plates and shit fly
He was on the sixth floor and it wasn't slowing down.
Yeah.
So that kid's just going to be a fucking mess on the roof. There's going to be all these chefs standing there ready to sweep up the broken glass. And there's just... Oh, Jesus, there was someone on that.
Fucking shit movie.
Yeah.
Didn't like the ending. Everything else was all right.
Yeah.
Another one I watched was Last Breath, documentary on Netflix about some dude doing deep sea fucking welding. And they have like an umbilical fucking tether to like this bell, which like is like this fucking thing that it's like old school type of diving where it's like a pressurized vessel that hangs off a ship, comes down and they're attached to the bell.
Yeah.
And that's where they have to go back to get pulled back up into the ship.
Yeah.
And something happens with the ship's computers and then the ship just starts fucking drifting and then like rips the bell and then like this dude's fucking line gets tangled around something and it snaps off and he's just like at the bottom of the fucking ocean with like not much fucking air left.
Fucking nope.
It's intense as shit. you watch it and he's like, holy fuck. And it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, dude survives. After being fucking on the ocean floor for like 20 minutes or some shit.
Yeah, okay.
Or maybe even longer without oxygen.
Well, I feel like they'd have a fucking plan. Like, something like that happens. Like, worst case scenario, he's stuck on the bottom of the ocean and he's got little to no oxygen. How do we get him back?
He's got a backup tank, which gives him 5 minutes of oxygen. That's in case your line, there's a fault with it. That's enough time to get back to the thing.
Yeah.
Problem was the ship's computers fucked out and they couldn't, like, steer the ship. So the ship's just fucking, like, out in the sea, just spinning around. Oh. And then they, like, reboot the computers and manage to, like, get it back on track. They're, like, trying to manually steer it.
It's like, just not working. You
know, fucking storm and it's just, like, just no chance. Yeah, and they
why are you welding at the bottom of the ocean during a storm?
Yeah, well...
That sounds like a bad idea.
Usually they'd fucking have it sorted, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, computers fucked him over.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, he's like, I don't know how I survived. He just reckons that it was because the cold water, like, you have a heating thing attached to your umbilical.
Mm.
And he's like, his body temperature, he reckons, dropped to a point where, like, he couldn't feel the cold, but he reckons that sort of, like, preserved him.
Yeah.
While he had no oxygen.
Yeah.
And they fucking bring him back. And the guy that rescued him that was, like, not really his mate, but, like, they just, like, work together. He, like, brings him back and he's just like, yeah, I just didn't really think about it. I just thought, well, like, I'm just dragging a corpse back to the fucking, to the belt.
Didn't even consider him being alive.
Like, there was just no way. He's like, there's no fucking way this cunt's alive. Yeah. Like, after being out for, like, half an hour on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the video of the guy? He's on a ship. It capsizes and sinks to the bottom of the ocean. And he got trapped in this little bit where there was a pocket of air.
Yeah.
So everyone else on the boat's dead.
Yeah.
So they've, like, gone down and they've got like divers in there, just like
poking
looking,
around.
Yeah, looking for dead bodies essentially, yeah. like bringing them back out, yeah. sending them to the top. And like the diver's there and he's like first person camera. And there's just this like old mate's, he's been in there for like a week.
Yeah.
So he's just like, he thinks he's going to die. And then he just sees like the lights.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck. All right. And he just like dives under and like, you just see a hand
yeah,
grab his hand.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, can you imagine how fucking scary that would be? like, oh, dude, you're like, it's a fucking zombie. And then like, you just see his like, his eyes, he like drags him back up. And he's like, fuck, save me. Like, yeah. And he's like, he was nearly dead. Like yeah. that pocket of air was almost up.
Yeah.
It's like, so fucking lucky. Like, holy shit. Like, man, like imagine that. Like,
not your time to go, apparently.
But even then, like the hallucinations of just being in the same, like a tiny, tiny area, like as big as this table
yeah.
that we've got here. Like that's how big it was.
Mm.
It was like, I'm probably gonna die. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. That sounds like a real shit. Yeah.
Idea. The only thing worse, and I keep like bringing up other things to one up myself. But like, I watched a video as a time lapse of a dude who got caught in an elevator for a few days.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and it's just like he just opens up the elevator and it's just a wall.
Yeah,
and it's like he's apparently he like started to go fucking loopy as well. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh man.
Well, that dude at the bottom of the ocean said that he was like, yeah, it was fine to die because he was dead. Like, they had to bring him back.
Mm.
He was like, yeah, no biggie. It's like it was pretty peaceful.
Yeah.
I wasn't too worried about it. He's like, and they bring him back and he's like, it's not that bad, you know. They're like, what? He's like, dying.
Wow.
Crazy.
Well, lack of oxygen, yeah. It'd give you that euphoric feeling.
And then the cunt fucking was back at it again, like a couple of weeks later.
Wow.
Yeah. Back to work.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
No yeah. way. How do you... Fuck him. He must be on a good wicket.
I don't even think they get paid that well. I heard, I've like read a little bit about deep sea divers. Apparently, like you can make heaps of money doing it, but the actual people that do, it's like pretty few and far between. And like you have to be part of this fucking like dive union, and it's super hard to get into it. Mm. So there's only like a handful of people that are making like six figure salaries.
Out yeah.
of it. The rest of the people, it's just like you're just a regular wage. Going and doing that shit.
Fuck
apparently
that.
Heaps of people get fucking killed between boats and like the harbour where a wave just comes and just crushes them between the boat and the fucking dock.
Fuck.
Yeah. Not a good way to go.
Just people dying. Just loss of life. And like, oh man, that's a fuck way to go.
Yeah.
You show me that video of like Saudi Arabians crashing cars.
The drifting cars, they're fucking insane, man. They're just, drifting.
None of them wear seatbelts.
Nah, the cars start rolling and there's just fucking bodies flying out of the car left and right.
Well, the people who fucking, they're like in a sunroof. There's that one dude, he's like hanging out of the sunroof while they're doing donuts and then like, it just, the tires grab and it like, it just rolls over and it's just like, he's there. And then, like, he's still there once it comes back over. Like, it lands on all fours. Yeah. But, like, fuck, he's so dead.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he's copped a whole car to the fucking head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not even, like, yeah. Like, you'd hope it'd just, like, you'd be dead so quickly.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, if it, like, rolled over and it hit you in the chest and your body got bent backwards?
Ugh.
Like, getting snapped like that backwards? Fuck.
Fucking heaps cheery, this podcast. Just death.
Death. And that's what happens when you fucking leave us in a room for 4 weeks. Look how fucking pale I am.
Yeah.
At least you've been getting some sun going out and surfing.
Yeah. A little bit.
Like, oh, fuck,
I'm trying not to be a complete piece of shit.
Nah, it's good. Come to the dark side, man.
Yeah. I'm fucking usually there.
How long has this podcast been going for?
Fucking ages. It feels like way too long.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll check it. We're probably done.
Yeah.
I think that'll do. Anyway,
yeah. I'm fucking over it. All right. I'll fucking catch you later.
Oh, that was an hour and 15.
Oh, wow.
Look, haven't we done well?
Yeah.
It was real quiet on that.
Yeah.
Could be louder.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We'll see.
Had to turn the gain down because of the yapping. But yeah, it's good to be back. We'll have some guests on.
Maybe.
When this shit flies over. I don't know. We should get like a containment unit for them. Bring them in.
Well, Rogan's got a doctor doing tests in person.
Before they come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Straight up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll just make sure that people stay inside for a week before they come over.
Yeah.
Like, have you been outside? Nope. Apart from the beach, but I haven't fucking been near anyone.
Yeah.
I just get out of my car, I go straight to the beach, and then I get back in.
Yeah.
Stay the fuck away from people.
Don't be licking any beach towels.
Yeah. Try not to lick any doorknobs or windows. Yeah.
All right.
Subscribe to the Patreon if you want the awesome video content.
It's literally just me rubbing myself at, I think, 34 minutes or something like that.
Quality content.
That's good.
And if you're one of those people that is considering doing open mic online, maybe just come and do a fucking podcast with us because, yeah, that's terrible. That's a bad idea. But it's probably going to be one of those things that takes off and then I've said it's shit and now it's the next huge thing. So I guess I'll go fuck myself.
What's a video game where you can do it?
What?
There's a video game where you can do it.
Oh, yeah, the online. Oh, I don't know. Stand up. Oh, some shit. Fuck that. All right.
All right, we're out.
Love you, buddy. Mwah.